no matter how fucked up your the most fucked up sexual fantasy that you have, and you think it's so fucking dangerous right now, and I mean the thing you've never told anyone. You know what I mean? And I know that a lot of you have very intimate relationships. You're like, oh, I tell my girlfriend everything, or I tell my boyfriend thing. No, you don't. No, you fucking don't. And I mean like those late night sessions when you're really drunk and you're like, you reveal everything. Like, you know, I killed a guy one time. You're like, oh my God. But this is, I mean, I'm talking about the dark, sticky, fucked up thing that you think about when you fuck who you fuck to help you fuck them better. That thing. You know what I'm saying? You got it in your mind, and you think, oh my God, this is so fucked up. I would never reveal this to anyone. Right now, there's a magazine devoted just to that. And that's all it is. And the thing that you think is so dangerous and so fucked up and so unique, there's a staff of people that has to crank that thing out every day. And they could not be more bored by the thing that you think is so dangerous. That is fucking beautiful, man. My friends went through Europe last summer. They came back with a magazine. I'm not making it up. It's called Piss Drinkers Magazine. Piss Drinkers. Now, a lot of you are going, oh, that's fucking bleh. Here's the fucked up thing. This is issue 7, volume 20 of Piss Drinkers. It's a 20-year-old magazine. 20 years old for 20 years. There've been people cranking this thing out, man. There's an editor that gets up in the morning, has breakfast with his kids, you know, learn a lot in school today, son. Goes downtown, puts out Piss Drinkers. In an office with a pebbled glass door that says Piss Drinkers Inc., nicely stenciled. And he stresses about it. He's like, what the fuck, guys, what the fuck is this? Did you see who this looks like? Shit! Lay this out. That's why the blue lines are there, you assholes, to lay it out nice. Jesus Christ, this is horrible. Who fucking... Bob, that article you wrote was irresponsible. Yes, when people buy Piss Drinkers, they don't expect a freak show. Oh, and by the way, who took the pictures for the center spread, I'm wondering? Who took those? Really? Well, get a faster speed film. I can't even see the stream that's coming... Yes, her mouth is open. She looks like she's yawning. What is hitting her face? Nothing. Because you didn't get fast enough fucking film because you're fucking lazy and you're all fucking unprofessional, you assholes. All right? This is bullshit. Hey, listen. My grandfather had a dream. He could put out a magazine. I'm not going to cry in front of you assholes. For people who like to pee on other people and then have people pee on them. And you assholes are raping his corpse! Go work at Corpse Rapers if that's how you're gonna be. Don't bring that shit in here. We're Piss Drinkers. You fucked up our Christmas issue. Merry Pissmas, and I'm... It's horrible. Get the fuck out of my office. That goes on every day, every shitty magazine. This is the worst issue of Wiffle Ball Fuckers we have ever put out. You should be ashamed to have your names on it. Ashamed. You're all fucking fired. Get the fuck out of here. Then some guy has to go home. Oh my God, I just got fired from Piss Drinkers. Oh, the editor threw a shit fit. I don't know. I'm gonna go work at Shitfed. I can't take this. This is horrible. I was yelling at me. I was going for something arty, like, you know, imagine the stream of piss. Why do you need to see it, man? Creepy if like really hardcore drunks just mime their whole evening. Instead of just going like, can I just get a little drink? They would just like tell you where the drink was going to take them. You know what I mean? Can I get like a little That was her miming for drinking? All right. Oh, I'm so fucked up. So,
Michael Jackson!
Oh,